Steve, you're being ironic with this music, but I was gonna say, but it needs to be taken seriously, which is, you know, it's funny listening to this music, thinking about the period of history in which this was created. That was the call at the time, and yet we didn't need it. Now we really need something. I guess there was stuff going on then that was very disturbing, but nothing like this. This is sort of an unraveling. Wendy Patrick, political commentator, legal analyst, theologian. Don't you agree with me? This is sort of a weird unraveling we're going through.
Yeah, you know, I feel like almost every week our hearts and prayers are going out to a different community that has suffered from some kind of act of senseless violence. You know, we worry a lot about copycats, you know, but one of the things we always have to remind ourselves after one of these terrible, senseless acts of violence is copycat crimes depend more on predisposition than provocation. So while it's true there is a window after each one of these terrible acts that maybe a copycat is more likely to strike, you know, we really have to try to get back to a normal state, understanding that there's only so much we can do to protect each other, although we should be doing all of it.
Well, and again, to your point about the copycats, you're saying it's the vulnerable that become the copycats who are already predisposed and may have been planning something. This just triggers the execution. And in a way, we're all more hypervigilant and alert, so,
yeah,
you know, bring it. But by the same token, the fact that we are talking about this all the time and the fact that this has become the new normal, that's what I'm having trouble with. And again, should are people surprised with the level of rhetorical violence that goes on out there and mob mentality that is executed every day? I look at it as, you know, what happened to Kathy Griffin last week was a mob action. I look at what's happening now, you know, when people are blaming whomever because of this shooter. And I look at the shooter himself as responding to mob rhetoric and being a part of the mob that sort of steps out and actually acts out. I don't know how we change the conversation, but I almost think there has to be some sort of, I don't know, I hate to say this, but sort of regulation or something of social media. Maybe I'm going too far. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, one of the ironic things that come out, I agree with everything you said. One of the ironies is one of the places we can look for a good example of how to behave after a terrible incident is Congress. Congress, over the last couple of hours, has shown bipartisan support and unity. Some of the Congress members are even joking with each other about, you know, Nancy Pelosi says, well, you're never going to hear me agree with the speaker again, but I want to echo everything he just said. It's almost as if instead of retreating to partisan corners, instead of terrible incidents like this, given that it happened to be members of the Senate that were involved, everybody is sort of banding together as an example of what it should look like in our society, of how we should really
come together. I agree with you, Wendy. However, for Nancy Pelosi to say, I'll have this moment of unity, don't ever expect it again, That's an empty shibboleth.
She might have said you've never heard it before, but okay. You're right. Either way, it's not the right message. You're right. But at the very least, sometimes in the wake of a terrible tragedy, we tend to see the kind of unity that we wish we saw more of every day instead of the rhetoric that you cite that, you're right, just seems to have ramped up over recent years. Could it be that there's just more avenues to express it than ever before with all the avenues that social media people use?
Well, there is that. I mean, that's what creates the opportunity for the mob. But
right.
I'm thinking there's like a collective. You know, I was thinking about this yesterday. You put on your psychologist hat for a second. And I think there has been so much interpersonal trauma in the population, you know, embedded in the individuals within the population at such a high percentage rate. Again, I'll hearken back to the adverse childhood experience study done at the Kaiser Permanente here in California, which shows the majority of people have had trauma in childhood, that creates a walled off piece of self that demands attention and demands expression. And my fear is that that's what's getting acted out and expressed through these common mob actions. And unless we get real about that, I don't see, and I don't know how we do get real about it. People will think it's all psychobabble. How we lessen this?
Yeah, you know, I think they're less likely nowadays to think it's psychobabble, given the frequency of the shootings combined with the mob mentality that you've mentioned. You know, that ties right into one of the things that I've been asked about several times already today is, what do you tell your kids? You know, how do you talk about this type of thing? Because you're right, it is sometimes in childhood where you get some of this trauma that then gets acted out on later in life. And one of the things some parents forget is that their kids already know more about a lot of this than they think they do. And sometimes what parents can do, and I'd love to get your take on it as well, is find out how much the kids know already and how they feel about it. Find out whether they learned about it verbally or, God forbid, whether they've seen those graphic photos that we try to keep from them. You know, it's one thing to talk about what goes on in the world today. It's quite another to show the gruesome images that make their way onto social media before they're yanked down. Of course, right. As we talked about earlier, they're always up there somewhere.
Right.
So, you know, it's a great thing to educate our kids now before they learn about it in a way we don't want them hearing.
And to the parent issue, I mean, the first thing to tell your kid is that you're going to make sure they're safe. They are safe.